Clytus, I'm bored. What plaything can you offer me today? How peaceful it looks. Later. I like to play with things a while before annihilation. We are delighted to hear it. Fall on your sword.
Show us this loyalty. Throw yourself onto your sword.
Why not?
Pathetic earthlings.
Hurling your bodies out into the void
without the slightest inkling of who or what is out here. If you had known anything about the true nature of the universe, anything at all, you would have hidden from it in terror.
Come closer.
No, not you.
You. Let us see you. Did you ever see such response?
Remove the Earth Woman. Prepare her for our pleasure.
Later. Are your men on the right pills? Maybe you should execute that traitor.
What would your Prince Baron say?
I can handle Baron. Please.
Really, Aura, your appetites are too dangerous. I refuse.
Guards, deliver the scientist to General Clytus for conditioning by the Imperial Secret Police. This one here has defied us before our subjects. We order him disposed of tonight by public execution.
Did you enjoy yourselves on Sibaria? I understand you flew the doctor there last week. Clytus kindly fed me the information. Every 1,000 years, I test each life system in the universe. I visit it with mysteries, earthquakes, unpredicted eclipses, strange craters in the wilderness. If these are taken as natural, I judge that system ignorant and harmless. I spare it. But if the Han Tu Ming is recognized in these events, I judge that system dangerous to us. I call upon the great god, Dizan, and for his greater glory and our mutual pleasure, I destroy it utterly.
You're saying it's my fault Earth is being destroyed?
Precisely, Doctor.
I thought it might amuse you to know this before your mind is gone. Proceed with it.
You!
Alive!
He was revived by a traitor and spirited from the city. We know this from the Earth Girl.
What traitor?
I have my suspicions, but I need your authority to pursue them my way.
Stop at nothing.
No matter to whom the trail leads.
I said at nothing. No.
Nice confession. I commend you.
Execute her.
Oh. Too kind. Aura will be banished to Phrygia the day after my wedding. 1 year in a cavern of ice will cool her blood. And then... who knows? Perhaps we will marry her to someone worthy of her treacherous nature.
Your Majesty, how can I express my gratitude?
Easily, Clytus. Get me Gordon and Baron.
Not yet. Send down a shuttle. Bring back Baron and Zarkov Daylight.
And Gordon?
No, leave him there. Prepare my Imperial lander.
Why aren't I going with them?
I've got other plans for you.
I can imagine.
You want to destroy me?
I have to. It's the only way to save Earth.
What if I granted you a kingdom?
If you what?
Ming the Merciless, ruler of the universe, here and now, offers Flash Gordon a kingdom of Mongo to rule over as his own.
You're crazy. Why would you do that?
Because I've never before met your like. You're a hero, don't you see that? Who better than you to rule a kingdom? Your moon is drifting very close now. Earth's end might come within hours.
You'd call off the attack?
I could.
Everyone would be saved?
Yes. And no. After the earthquakes and tidal waves, they won't be quite the human beings you remember. They'll be more tractable, easier for you to rule in the name of Ming.
You mean slaves?
Let's say they'll be satisfied with less.
What about Dale?
Dale. We have decided to marry her. She's exceptional. We will breed with her and send our imperial progeny back to populate your earth. You really prefer death to a kingdom? I'm disappointed. I'd much rather see you on my side than scattered into atoms. But as you wish.
We shall return to the Imperial Rocket. Leave the Earthling here to his doom.
Beam another blast. Of the hour, yes.
You promise to use her as you will?
Certainly.
Not to blast her into space? Until such time as you grow weary of her.
I do.
Good Flash! Go Flash!
The game's lost, Ming. Stop your attack on Earth and I'll spare your life.
You pitiful fool. My life is not for any Earthling to give or take.
Ha, 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 ha